On its way to the Arctic, frigid water from the Alaska coastal current cuts north through Icenanski Strait, the pass that gives False Pass its name. Bruce Wright is a scientist with the Aleutian-Pribilof Islands Association and led the team studying the power potential of the strait. He says they knew the currents would be strong there, but what they found was even better than expected.
One of the locations, which is in the narrow part of the pass, it has the best tidal resource so far measured in the U.S.
The water there can surge at up to 8 miles per hour. Channeled through an underwater turbine, that could generate enough power for about 200 people, a lot more than the 40 who currently live in False Pass. And in addition to being strong, the currents are also predictable. Wright says that's part of what makes it such an attractive option when compared to other sources of renewable energy.
The problem with wind is it doesn't blow all the time. Some people would say it's not a problem, but when you're trying to make electricity from wind, it doesn't blow all the time, and you get gusts, it's not steady, so you have to compensate for that.
That wouldn't be a problem with ocean power, since it's possible to map out in advance when currents will gain and lose strength. But although ocean power looks like an attractive alternative for False Pass, Wright says his team isn't ready to rework the town's power grid quite yet. There are still plenty of other big questions that need to be answered first, like whether the seafloor can actually support turbines.
We don't know what type of structures on the bottom. We don't know what kind of movement there is of rocks, gravel, sand, mud. We don't know what kind of wildlife is in there. We don't know if logs are rolling through there.
Last week, the team started tracking the movement of debris across the seafloor using sonar arrays funded by the Alaska Energy Authority. Once that's done, they'll use the data to identify the safest place to install a turbine. Then they'll need to investigate the potential impact to marine life in that area, all while keeping tabs on the currents. And all that research will require a lot more funding than they currently have. Given the amount of work that's still ahead, Wright says False Pass is a long way from being powered by the ocean.
I keep telling these guys, we'll be lucky to pull this off in a decade.
But can the town afford to wait that long? City Clerk Chris Emmerich.
Price of diesel is just more and more expensive, and still oil is too, and we're going to have to make it sustainable. We don't have another choice at this point. That's how we're pursuing these other options.
In addition to ocean power, the town is also looking into wind energy as a way to decrease their reliance on diesel fuel. Neither will be happening in the short term, but Emmerich says the town is happy to be a laboratory.
Don't have our breath held it'll happen, but I think it'd be really good for the getting the technology down so it will be more affordable in other villages down the road.
If the project does come to fruition, False Pass will join Eastport, Maine as the only other town in the country to generate power from ocean currents. In Unalaska, I'm Audrey Carlson.